Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get right to it with Congressman Joe Courtney from the 2nd District. We have a lot to talk about. Sir, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Sure.
So, you know, and again, we're in day 16. I'll start with the shutdown. Is this, and again, I want to get back past talking points the best that I can. The Republicans say, let's separate out the issue of health care and we'll talk about it after. And maybe it's because of leverage. Or maybe you don't trust the Republicans, but that's not, you're not accepting that. Is it because you don't trust them to get back to it, or why not?
Because actually we have a ticking clock where people are going to start making or being forced to make plan selections for 2026 on November 1st. I mean, that's the thing that they just do not acknowledge. And so I had a telephone town hall the other night, 10,000 people on the call. A woman from Coventry called in. Her, if we do not extend those subsidies starting on November 1st, her plan is that she's going to have to elect for next year, and that she's had in place now is going up to $37,200. And that is throughout the entire system. In fact, Republican states who use the program more than New England are facing even bigger numbers, places like Florida, Texas. And so we have to do this now if we are going to actually get the benefit of the premium tax subsidies for 2026. Otherwise, a lot of people like Christine from Coventry are going to lose their health insurance.
Well, let me ask you then, because, you know, the debate when I was learning about this stuff as a younger man was, you know, is healthcare a privilege or a right? And that was the conversation, right? And these subsidies, and I'm asking, I have no stance on this, but were these subsidies agreed upon to Goodnight?
So the first of all, I want to make something clear. For Christine in Coventry, that doesn't mean she's getting free health insurance. She is still paying a substantial premium with a high deductible. Okay, this is not, you know, cheapo health insurance. And subsidies were built into the system back in 2010 when the law passed. But there was a cliff that was created for people who were middle income and working people, $65,000 a year for a single individual, you got zero subsidy. And what was happening is that the plans were just too expensive for people, and they were not enrolling. When 4 years ago, when we fixed it, we saw basically the number of people in the exchanges around the country go from 11 million to 24 million. And we saw it here in Connecticut in terms of the uptake that's there. So, you know, again, Donald Trump gave Argentina $20 billion and has announced they're going to double that this week. You know, really a fraction of that would be enough to solve this problem. And there's just no question about that. This is day 27 that the House has not been in session. I'm in Washington.
Right.
I had meetings with the Navy yesterday and the Australian embassy. The Prime Minister is coming to Washington next week to meet with Trump, and AUKUS is on the table, et cetera. So, but I mean, it's like, it's a ghost town, and it's 27 days. And right. These, there were session days scheduled And Johnson is just, he's shut the place down. That's not how you govern.
Well, I mean, the truth is you're waiting on the Senate vote. It's not expected to pass, and then they
go
away.
Brian, there is a lot of other work that we need to do here. The National Defense Authorization Act, the clock is ticking in terms of doing that. We've got the full year budget to negotiate. The Appropriations Committee should be meeting to finish this thing off beyond the CR that's there. So it's not like everything hinges on a CR passes.
I got it. We're talking with Joe Courtney, 2nd District Congressman here at Bryan & Company. What bothers me about even the subsidies, and I want to move on to the president for a quick second, is that ultimately the subsidies are just underwriting the bigger problem, which is you're underwriting the insurers ultimately, and so the system still stinks, right? So like, I wish there was a way to start talking about a grander bargain here so we don't have to give subsidies, which ultimately underwrite the insurers, which are for-profit companies.
The entire health insurance system, your plan through WTIC, which I presume you have an employer-based plan, there's a tax exclusion there that underwrites the hit and the cost for everybody who's on an employer-based plan. So the fact that people who are self-employed who use the exchange or graduate school students don't have an employer, it's not like they're getting more than anybody else. The tax support for the system has been around since,
I was making a macro, statement, not even comparing me to people who use.
And I'd love to have you go. We could talk about how when the public option was debated during the Affordable Care Act passed the House, that would have created a benchmark plan that would have been much lower cost. The insurance companies fought it tooth and nail. And, to me, that was one of the real tragic losses in terms of, getting the system under control.
A lot of people think that the Republicans won't do a thing until the president tells them what to do, and he's not engaged in this. So the question is, because a lot of people think the Republicans simply are sitting still because of that, right? But my question is, how does this end?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And when does it end?
So, I mean, everybody's always sort of watching where the public is on this this impasse that's here right now. Wall Street Journal had a lengthy article about a week or so ago. Trump's pollster was in the White House saying you're on the wrong side of this issue on health care. And the numbers show it. Kaiser Family Foundation had a similar poll that came out. And at some point, they know that it's their own constituencies in places like Florida. The Latino vote who shifted to Trump in 2024, that's the group that uses the Affordable Care Act plans more than anybody else in Florida. I was talking to a member yesterday, Darren Soto from Florida, who is Cuban American, who was telling me about that. And they are up in arms when they have seen these. So it seems like at some point that has to penetrate. That there's a political risk here that the president is playing with fire,
right.
It's just like, look at your Argentina policy and look at the numbers that would take to fix this. I mean, we could do this tonight.
Yeah. Listen, real quick on AUKUS, of course, the deal for nuclear subs for Australia. You know, I was reading some Australian perspectives, and, you know, I think they have to deliver another tranche of their payments, but there's no guarantee of delivery, and there's real concern in Australia about the ability to make these things in time. Just give us an update on what's happening.
So the Prime Minister will be in town Monday, Albanese, for his first face-to-face meeting with Trump. And the Department of Defense has been doing an AUKUS review, which has been going on for months now. And, you know, the Navy has come out 1,000% in support of AUKUS. And they're the guys who are users of submarines, which, you know, apparently is the hesitation that people in the DOD have, you know, regarding the plan. But the Navy says this is good. We're going to have an operating base in Western Australia, you know, where we can do repairs and availabilities, make subs available to deploy, as opposed to schlepping back and forth to public shipyards that are completely backed up and slow in terms of turning stuff around. They're paying for every penny of it. You know, this is not Ukraine where, you know, stuff is being, you know, donated or whatever, but, you know, from a taxpayer standpoint, you know, this is a good deal for the U.S. It's a good deal for our Navy. And, you know, you can't have a better ally than the Australians. So he'll be in town Monday. Supposedly the AUKUS review may get released, you know, simultaneously with that. And again, I had meetings at the embassy yesterday with the Minister of Industry and Defense, Patrick Conroy. I mean, you know, they can do a lot for things like rare earth minerals. As they said, the continent of Australia has the geology of a periodic table. I mean, there's everything is there.
Yeah, we got,
and it would be a secure supply chain.
Yeah. Well, we get, I mean, the more issues to talk about another time is, you know, building them for them at the expense of our own. And, you know, they're good nighting. They're retiring more subs than they're making. And I have a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about, but I really appreciate the time you gave me. And hopefully we'll get an update soon. Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care, Brian.
All right, Joe Courtney, Congressman in the 2nd District.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.